Call for Workers, March 18. For the Son of Man is a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. The angels of God are ready and waiting to go with humble men who with their Bibles in their hands will go to those who have not had this light, and read to them, "Thus saith the Lord." Those who have the gift of song are needed. The melody of praise is the atmosphere of heaven. Often by the words of sacred songs, the springs of penitence and faith have been unsealed. Song is one of the most effective means of impressing spiritual truth upon the heart. Let little companies of workers go out as the Lord's missionaries, and do as Christ commissioned the first disciples to do. Let them go into the different parts of our cities, two and two, and give the Lord's message of warning. Tell the people the story of creation, and how at the close of his work the Lord rested upon and blessed the Sabbath day, setting it apart as a memorial of his work. Church members, young and old, should be educated to go forth to proclaim this last message to the world. If they will go in humility, angels of God will go with them, teaching them to lift up the voice in prayer, how to raise the voice in song, and how to proclaim the gospel message for this time. We have not a moment to lose. Who will take up this work of teaching Bible truth to old and young? Who will carry the message, following Christ's plan of labor? Many there are in every city who feel the need of gospel shepherds. We need men who will read the truth, practice the truth, and explain the truth. Brethren, Christ calls you. Will you heed his voice? Will you become his messengers? Will you seek the sheep that are lost? Will you teach the word in all humility and earnestness to those who will hear? Young men and women, take up the work to which God calls you. Tell the wondrous story of the cross. Christ will lead you, and teach you to use your abilities to good purpose. As you receive the quickening influence of the Holy Spirit, and you seek to teach others, your minds will be refreshed, and you will be enabled to present words that are new and strangely beautiful to your hearers. Pray, and sing, and speak the word. Spiritual freedom will come to those who consecrate themselves unreservedly, and the quickening grace of Christ will bring light and peace and joy. The saving influence of truth will sanctify the soul of the receiver. To our brethren in Graceville, Tennessee.